here's a story from The World.
The effect of questioning the legitimacy of the U.S. presidential election is ricocheting around the world. Here to help us take a closer look at what that might mean is Zeynep Tufekci. She's an associate professor at the University of North Carolina and the publisher of the newsletter Insight. You spent a lot of time looking at the intersection of social media and political change, Zeynep. So how is this narrative of an illegitimate U.S. election traveling around the world? And given that a lot of the narrative, this twisted narrative, is disinformation about the election, how is that being shared?
Let's just say that it will be one more addition to the legitimacy crisis of governance around the world. As we end 2020, I think there's a broad crisis of governance around the world. There's a feeling that social contract is broken. There's a feeling that democracies are not working for the people. And in the feeling of failure, you have these strong men, mostly men, who emerge and say, vote for me, and I will take care of this, and who usually govern in ways that subvert democratic norms, restrict the press, restrict individual rights, restrict voting rights, use patronage as a way to get votes. So this is like a global pattern. And U.S. is one more very important example in that, because it's a big country. It's maybe not the only superpower, but it is a major power in the world. And this is the kind of legitimacy crisis that turns states into failed states. I'm not saying we're anywhere near there, but it's really concerning to see this combination of top-down misinformation along with all these channels through which they can be amplified, just floating out there fraud allegations that don't have any proof backing them, but do cause a lot of confusion among people who may be following this just through those channels.
So you see the president pushing this false narrative about fraud, but various platforms are letting him frame it that way and accelerate it. So what does that false narrative mean for struggling democracies and populist leaders everywhere? Like, take us to a place that is seeing the U.S. through that lens.
Well, I have to say the U.S. is looking like a lot of places where we have these, you know, populist right-wing authoritarian leaders. With one difference, in that in a lot of such places, the right-wing populist leaders are a lot more competent than what has happened here, and they do manage to win elections by some measure, and they don't face this kind of crisis the same way, whereas what we have happened is that the voters have chosen somebody else for the next 4 years, but now we are being battered by confusion and a sense of illegitimacy of this choice, which is, again, you know, it's the kind of thing, if it was happening in a different place, we would look at it and say, this looks like a democracy that's failing. And it's hard to accept, but that's where we are, along with, you know, we have other legitimacy crises going on at the same time. The United States governing structures are what we would call anti-majoritarian. They do empower minorities to have at least a veto over a lot of processes. But in the past couple of decades, they have become what we would call counter-majoritarian, in that the majorities are not allowed to govern. You know, you can win the popular vote but lose the electoral college. You can win a lot more votes for Senate and still not have a Senate majority. You can win more votes in state legislatures in a lot of states, but because of gerrymandering, you don't have majority in the state legislature. So that's another legitimacy crisis that's coming to head with the current legitimacy crisis that's being pumped from above from the president and then, you know, amplified through many channels. So if you're looking from the outside, it's looking really concerning.
Zeynep, 4 years into the Trump presidency, do you see him as an aberration?
No. We could really see another version of this in 4 years that has all the authoritarian, populist, norm-breaking, democracy-subverting parts of it, but that's less on the surface inflammatory, that is more competent at governing, and which is what a lot of countries around the world face. There are places where, you know, these strongmen or populist right-wing leaders, they are in power 10, 20 years. You know, Putin's Russia is a striking example of that. And that's the kind of thing I think we need to sort of sit and think, not just about this particular election, but think about what do we need to fix in the way our democracy works so that we are not once again prey to this, and perhaps a version of it that is more competent, and able to keep the front, is not tweeting at 6 a.m. and annoying everybody so that we don't realize what's going on. And I think it's a real danger.
Finally, Zeynep, I have to ask you, do you think all this talk of a possible coup d'etat in coming months in the U.S., is that alarmist? I mean, we think we know what a coup is, but they do come in different shapes.
They do. And I don't think what we're seeing is a traditional coup in the, you know, the military takes over coup sense. But it doesn't have to be a textbook coup to be an illegitimate attempt to usurp power. The president has floated proposals that range from, you know, just overturning the election to appointing electors that are not following the vote for their state. Those would be attempts to usurp power illegitimately. And just because they're not occurring with the military stepping in, you know, taking over TV stations, or I guess in this case, Facebook, as it might be, or that we don't really think he's competent enough to pull it off. So a lot of people are kind of dismissing it because they're thinking they can't even hold a press conference. How are they going to do this? I understand that. But the fact that this is even suggested and floated does such major damage to the fabric of this country that instead of quibbling over is this a coup or not in the classic sense, we should realize that incompetent and farcical it may well turn out to be. It's no joke to make these claims or even suggest these attempts, given we have had a regular election with no evidence of any level of fraud that would justify any of this.
And there are plenty of examples of bloodless coups, aren't there?
Of course. So it doesn't have to be like, you know, the military will do this or do that. What you want to recognize here is that if there's an attempt to subvert how power is allocated in a democracy and turn it to a party who is not the legitimate power, that is a form, you know, we might not call them coup d'etats, but that is a illegitimate attempt at usurping power. And whatever you want to call it, it is dangerous and damaging.
Zeynep Tufekci is an associate professor at the University of North Carolina and publisher of the newsletter Insight. Great to have you with us again, Zeynep. Thank you.
Always good talking with you. Thank you.